My name is Philip Lyons. I am 20 years old. Today is October 25th, 2020, and I'm speaking with Phil Lyons Sr., who is my father. We are recording this interview in Rising Sun, Maryland. What was it like growing up the youngest in your family?
Well, coming from a family of seven, by the time I was born, it was a little easier on my parents. But all in all, it wasn't too bad. I would say I was spoiled a little, picked on a little bit. But all in all, I wouldn't trade it. Parents were good. We didn't have much, but we had a lot of fun.
Were there ever things that you had to miss out on being the youngest?
No, like I said, when I was born, to being the youngest of seven, my parents were financially in a little bit better shape. I would say if I missed out on anything, it would be both parents worked. You know, maybe the interaction with parents, but as far as missing out, no. There was always something to do. And back in the early 70s, families, you know, were bigger than what they were today. And there was always kids in the neighborhood. We were always outside. We were always doing something. We weren't in the house on computers or playing video games. We were outside creating our own activities, and just there was a lot more interaction.
Next question is, who has had the greatest impact on your life?
I would say first, my mother. Just watching her raise seven children and the trials and tribulations of all the different personalities and just, you know, how she kept the whole family together, very strong woman. So I would definitely say my mother. And then as I got older and embarked on my adulthood, good friend Andrew Redcheck just instilled a strong work ethic. So I would say my mother when I was younger, and then in my early adult life, Andrew Redcheck.
What about your brother, Chris?
Yes, he did. I would put him up there also. He, with my father working so much, I would say my brother, Chris, introduced me to the outdoors with hunting and fishing and just spent quality time with me. And he had a patience level still to this day, you know, that I wish I had.
Did you guys ever fight?
My Uncle Chris?
Yeah.
I don't think we did. Maybe he corrected me once in a while, but did we ever fight? No, never.
What about you and Andy?
We had several because I used to work for him. But now that I'm older, I can reflect, and they were lessons. Yes, we did fight, but we always made up and we never held grudges.
What about you and your mom? Did you ever argue with her?
Never. My mother would, you know, if I didn't get my own, when I was younger, if I didn't get my own way or something like that. But fight, never. I never wanted to stress my mother. Like I said, I watched her raise six kids in front of me. I watched the good and the bad, and I just never wanted to stress my mother.
Did you ever think 20 years ago you would build the life that you have built?
100% no. Just growing up in a small town, steel mill town.
Just Coatesville, Pennsylvania.
Yes. Now I always had aspirations, but no, I didn't.
What did you think your life would be like in 20 years back then? Did you think that far?
As I got older, I did. I just always knew I wanted better. I wanted better for my children. I wanted better for myself. I wanted better for my family. Not that we had it terrible, but it was, you know, we were from a small working class, tough neighborhood. And I always knew I wanted better. Did I know I would achieve that? No, we didn't. Never had the financial backing, or I won't say support, but my parents worked. So if I wanted to go to college or whatever I wanted to do, it was up to me.
What was it like losing your father at a young age?
It was tough as I watched my father from late 40s till when he passed in early 50s struggle with his health. So it was tough. It was tough on our family. It was tough on me. By the time, you know, when I lost my father, I was 18, 19. Everyone else was out of the family. So a lot of responsibilities fell on me. But it was tough. It was tough losing. But thank goodness I had a good friend and I had older brothers. But it was tough.
Were you close with your dad?
At an early age, I was extremely close with my father. Watching him work. Never miss a practice, never miss a football game, baseball game. But as I got older and you learn more and you understand more, there were certain things I didn't like. And I would say relationships suffered.
Where do you see yourself in 10 years from now?
That's a good question. Well, till the 10 years, watching you graduate, watching you get married, watching you have children. I see myself stress-free, debt-free, just enjoying. I don't know if I'll be retired because I enjoy working, but just kind of starting to enjoy the later years in life, enjoying my family and enjoying everything I worked hard to build, enjoying it. And just growing old with your mother and on my boat down at the beach. But just enjoying the kids and the grandkids. That's where I see myself.
Where do you see me in 10 years?
I like to see you thriving in your engineering career. I like to see you. The main thing, as I tell you all the time, I want to see you happy. Success is happiness. Happiness is success. But I just see you thriving and just building your life. But again, just doing something you love and being happy. That's where I see you.
Have I been hard to raise for you and Mom?
At times challenging, just I would say just tough question. No, you haven't been challenging, but as a parent, you like to see their children not procrastinate, things like that. You've been a wonderful son. Couldn't ask for more. There are things I like to see you
be better at.
Just focus on, like, and but no, not challenge. I won't say challenge. You know, just sometimes you frustrate me, but that's when you start having your own ideas and your opinions, and we're not going to agree on everything. But that's becoming an adult, and so no, you were more challenging on the baseball field when I coached you, but raising you as a child, as a adult, young man, no, I won't say challenging, just no, I mean, we've had our moments, but no,
you. Well, it doesn't help that we're exactly alike, you too.
100%. That's what.
Which is good and bad.
Good and bad, and I, you know, just you're. Sometimes you don't do things the way I want them, but that is what it is. But you're a heck of a lot smarter than I am. So no, I won't say you've been challenging. I'd say it's. You know. It's part of being a parent. No, you haven't been challenging.
What is something you wish I was better at?
Sometimes I wish you were better at just, and maybe you probably get it from me a little, just procrastinating. Don't procrastinate something. Just, you know, when you get it, don't wait till the last minute to get it done. Just sometimes listening, just listen to, and I don't mean listening, I mean listening to my, to what I have, my ideas or something like that. But I would say just your,
just like balancing my time.
Yeah, time management, and things like that. Just not waiting to the last minute to get something done. That's all, and you know, balancing everything. Just don't get so gung ho on one thing.
Like hunting.
Yes, just you know. Yeah, I would say procrastination and just be a little more, well, don't get so focused on one thing.
Yeah. What is something you wish you were better at?
Patience. Everything I said to you. Procrastinate once in a while. My patience, patience. I wish I was a little more patient with some things. Maybe I could listen a little better also. That's about it.
Which that's where I get a lot of my things too.
Imagine that, yes. Yeah, it's for me, it's just, I just need to be a little more patient.
With me or with mom or with who?
Well, I would say every aspect of my life, as far as with your mother, with your sister, with work. You know, I'm in a career where things need to get done. I have to, no one works at the same pace, but, you know, just have to be a little more understanding, a little more patient. But, you know, I'm from the, I need to get things done. That's how I've been able to be successful. So I need I would say, little, like I said, not everybody works at the same pace or thinks the same. So you just need to be a little more understanding and patient.
Are you proud of me?
I think I tell you that all the time. I'm proud of you. You know that. I'm extremely proud of you. I don't even think that's a question you need to ask. Yeah, beyond words, I'm proud of you. Proud of the person you are. I'm proud of your academic achievements. I'm proud of your athletic achievements. But in a nutshell, I'm just proud of you. 100%. Yes, couldn't be prouder. And now we just got to get you through these this next
year and a half.
But yes, buddy, I am extremely proud to be your father and proud of you.
When has been your proudest moment of me?
Well, my proudest moment, I would say, it was becoming your father when you were born. I would say my proudest moment of you, there's been so many moments, I can't say one.
You're right.
You know, but I'm proud of, you know, what you've accomplished in high school. I'm proud of your acceptance in college. I've been proud of your, you know, your athletic achievements. You know, I'm proud of you battling through injury to try to get back on the baseball field. I'm proud of that. I'm proud of, you know, the course study that you're in, not giving up and working hard and knowing it's going to pay off, but knowing there's times when, you know, it's just hard. And you know, and I tell you, there's a light at the end of the tunnel, and you don't give up and you work hard and, just, there's so much I'm proud of. There's not one thing.
What about my hunting achievements?
I'll be prouder of your hunting achievements when you graduate. And then and then that's when I feel that your hunting's not taken away from your academic studies. But yes, I'm proud of your hunting achievements. I've taught you to hunt. I've taught you to fish. But yeah, I'll be prouder of them when, you know, I know you're focusing on school more than you're focusing on hunting. But I told you earlier, there has to be a balance with everything. I understand it just can't all be school. And I know it's school is stressful. And I know that's an outlet for you. But yeah, as a parent, I'll be prouder of your hunting achievements after you graduate.
I think I do keep a better balance. I mean, I do get narrow or tunnel vision on certain things, but I think I have a better balance at something at school and hunting and everything than you think sometimes, because I still do get everything, all my stuff done, and I mean, I do procrastinate it, but I still get everything done.
I agree you do get everything done, but I think there could be a shift in balance. We could say you balance, but I think there could be a shift in balance. I think the balance is sometimes, you know, it's not a 50-50 balance.
Right.
So if you say you have baseball, hunting, and your academics.
And girlfriend.
And oh yeah, that too. So, you know, you got to think what's priority there. I know what I think's priority. My priority might be different than your priority. But again, I'm not going to micromanage you. It's not the time to micromanage you. I'm not going to do that. You're not in high school. You're in college. And that's where, you know, the proof will be in the pudding. How you'll know if you're balancing right when you look at your grades and you look at your baseball and you look at your hunting and you look at your relationships. You got to figure out that balance. I know what it is, but I'm not going to micromanage you. I'll step in when I need to step in as your father. But, you know, that's kind of where we're at, because we're not going to, we've had that conversation. We're not going to, I want to have a relationship with you, and I don't want it to be a contentious relationship. So you'll balance that on your own, and you'll know if you're being successful or not, because the proof and the data will be right in front of you.
Right. Do you think that me struggling at York has helped me here at Elizabethtown?
I think you just have, I think what has helped you at Elizabethtown, nothing against York College, but the atmosphere is different. The surroundings are different. I would honestly say the professors, the educators are different. I think there's more of a caring vibe at Elizabethtown, from not only with your mother and I dealing with York to when we dealt with Elizabethtown, the different vibe we get to the whole setup you have up in there. You're set up at Elizabethtown to succeed. I think York opened your eyes to, hey, this isn't high school anymore. This is
the amount of work that it's going to take.
But I think you're just set up better for success all around, from your athletic coach to your professors to your living situation, everything. Everything about Elizabethtown has got you set up for success. But I think you've never in your life really struggled in school, and you were put into culture shock up there.
Right.
So, yeah. Yeah, I do think it was a tough way to learn. You still did well, but yeah. That was a life lesson.
If you could have changed it, do you wish that I would have gone to Elizabethtown right away, or are you glad that I still got the time I did at York? Because I knew my answer. I just want to know what
Philip,
you think.
I would say the way I've lived, I don't look back. I don't look back at a situation. I just look forward to what you have in front of you and what you can achieve. There was some tough times up there at York where, you don't like to see your child go through. As a parent, I didn't like to go through. If you feel, I don't know what you feel there, if it helped you to get to where you are, then great. But I think, put it to you this way, you needed to go to York to see that, okay, I'm at Elizabethtown, how much
right.
This situation is better, is what I would say about that. Like I said, nothing negative about York. I'm just going to say positive about Elizabethtown and the situation that you're in, and your mother and I, how we love it.
Because, yeah, no, I wouldn't. I thought about it like, well, what if I went to Elizabethtown straight from high school, or what if I went to community college for 2 years and then went to Elizabethtown? I just think it's better that I've seen two schools and how different one is from the other, and how I can appreciate the things that I have at Elizabethtown versus at York. And it just prepared me more for, it prepared me more for what it's going to take for me to get through the rest of my engineering schoolwork, and, you know, that I can't just kind of be lazy and just not study and just take my tests and not prepare, because, you know, I saw it, that didn't work there. So, and I saw that I didn't like the baseball there, and so now I can appreciate how much better the baseball is at Elizabethtown. And I just think it happens for a reason.
I agree with you, and, you know, as a parent, as a father, you look at who do you want mentoring your child or your son or your daughter? And I observed, and I watch for a year and a half, and like I said, we'll just leave it at that. And you know who you want when you let your children go and you let them out into the world for college or whatever. Okay, are they in good hands, or who do you want to mentor your son or daughter? And
because we see that coach 6 times, 7 times a week.
You got it. And like I said, just without getting the whole lot, I know you're in good hands with the athletic program. And that's not why you're at Elizabethtown, but you're going to spend a lot of time in there. I know 100% you're in good hands with the professors. But where, you're going pretty much a mentor or whatever. I know you're in good hands, and that's after observing York for a year and a half. And you're in a good situation. It was good to, it's no different than going out and working in the field or in a job before you go do something, you work hard at it, but okay, I don't want to do that. I want to strive to be better. That so you work harder so you don't have to go back out into that field. So no, we're very happy. I think everything works out for a reason, and let's just move forward and look to the future.
What would you do different in your next life?
Well, that's provided you believe in reincarnation.
Well, basically, if you could relive your life, what would you do different? If anything.
As far as my family, nothing. There's mistakes I've made raising you guys that I wish I would just. I didn't read the book on fatherhood, so I wish there was some things I did different, raise you guys maybe a little different here or there, or different, I don't know, just maybe, you always look back and think, well, maybe if I did this or I did that, but as far as my family, I wouldn't do anything different. I would want to 100% the same. As far as myself, my career, I just probably would have.
You wish you stayed on the railroad?
No. I wish I would have just toughed it out and made it happen any way I could have, and just stayed in college and just finished up in 4 years and just, but financially it wasn't in the cards, and then trying to juggle everything. And
And there's still no saying that even if you did finish, you would be, maybe better off than you are now or whatever. Because
it's not even that. It's the satisfaction of accomplishment, and I've always had to work harder than everybody else to get where I'm at, because I didn't finish that degree in 4 years. It's just a feel of accomplishment. I wish I would have just, somehow, some way, found a way to finish school and